This article was originally written in Thai, a dream that is yet to arrive. That is how rail technician Komcharn Kuprezert describes his experience under the tech transfer platform of the Thai Chinese High Speed Rail project. The 28-year-old finds his once-bright career prospects dimmed by ground realities. A decade ago, Komcharn enrolled in a new rail transport systems course at Banphai College in Khon Kien Province, northeastern Thailand. "I dreamt of not having to worry about unemployment, having a high salary, and enjoying numerous rail technician job offers," he told Dialogue Earth. "We spent 4 months learning Chinese language and another 4 months studying basic maintenance of suspension systems and rail tracks alongside Chinese students," Komcharn recalled. The course had been jointly developed by Thailand's Office of the Vocational Education Commission and China's Wuhan Railway Vocational College of Technology. It was among several initiatives to formalize the transfer of Chinese technology to the Thai workforce as part of the USD 15 billion high-speed rail project to connect Bangkok with Kunming in southern China via the existing rail network in Laos. Such transfer was a requirement under a deal signed by the Thai and Chinese governments in 2014. The project, part of China's Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative, is funded by Thai taxpayers and uses Chinese construction technologies and high-speed rail systems. Reality bites. Initially, the government predicted the first half of the 609 km line would open to the public in 2023, but that milestone has since been pushed to 2030. Current activities mainly involve civil engineering works, such as building foundations. This means Komcharn's dream of having a highly paid job in a new industry has yet to become reality. After graduating from the program, he found work at existing rail networks and Bangkok's electrified mass rail transit systems. But his salary was lower than he had expected because his credentials were not highly valued. His employers told him others could pick up his knowledge through on-the-job learning, he shared. "Less than half of my classmates who joined the course in China have worked in rail transport systems," said Komcharn. He eventually decided to take a job at a postal service provider and later at a construction company. Komcharn continues to hope that once the high-speed rail project begins, he will find a job in the field he trained for. Basic level of technology transfer. So far, tech transfer efforts have centered on joint high-speed train courses among Thai and Chinese educational institutions, the provision of training in China, and field trips for Thai students and personnel. Based on a Dialogue Earth review of university announcements and news reports, at least 10 Thai universities have jointly developed high-speed rail curricula with Chinese counterparts. Among them is Kasetsart University, which partnered with China's Southwest Jiaotong University in 2024. Kasetsart's engineering lecturer Wichai Siwakasit told Dialogue Earth that the tech transfer has centered on maintaining trains and rail systems, work that mainly involves technicians rather than engineers. "At present, knowledge transfer is still at the basic level. We may have to wait until there are actual train procurements from China to have additional knowledge transfer," said Wichai. "That basic level of knowledge transfer appears incomparable to the depth of the tech transfer contracts signed by Beijing with multinational firms in the mid-2000s, when they procured high-speed trains from French, German, Canadian and Japanese companies. According to a 2015 study by researchers Yating Lin, Yu Qin, and Zhiyuan Zai of the London School of Economics, LSE, those contracts required train models to be co-designed with Chinese engineers, access to train blueprints, instructions on manufacturing procedures, and engineering training. The study found that this tech transfer spurred knowledge spillovers to universities, research activities, fostering indigenous technological innovation in China. Pramuel Sudicharuwat is an opposition MP with the People's Party and former engineering lecturer at Chulalongkorn University. He told Dialogue Earth that tech transfer must go beyond providing technology like trains and training and field trips. It should focus on building human resources that will play a role in advancing Thailand's development, he said. "For the high-speed rail project, we must set a 5 or 10 year plan for what kind of expertise will be developed. It doesn't necessarily have to be the capability to produce high-speed trains in their entirety, but some parts of them. We can set other goals, such as making Thailand a supply chain that provides parts to China, or requiring that every Chinese-built train uses Thailand-made glass components, said Pramuel. The government must find a way to impose conditions that will transform technology transfer into an industry that will create jobs and increase the incomes of Thai people, Pramuel added. A subject matter mismatch. For the development of the first stretch of the rail line, Thai companies have mainly secured civil works contracts for building tracks and passenger terminals, while China Railway International Co. and China Railway Design Corporation have been awarded contracts in signaling works and rolling stock, meaning trains and carriages. Pramuel revealed that training courses provided for Thai professionals and lecturers in 2020 only involved civil works, and suggested that this is a mismatch. He said the government should demand technology transfer in rolling stock manufacturing first, as it is where Thailand currently has the least expertise. The second and third priorities should go to signaling works and electrical systems, again based on the levels of domestic capacity. And the least important priority is civil works, where Thailand already has strong expertise, he added. Civil works is where Thailand's expertise lies. Many Thai companies have engaged in the construction of high-speed rail projects overseas, he said. It demonstrates a lack of understanding of policymakers. There has been a high turnover of decision-makers at the Ministry of Transport, leading to policy discontinuity, MP Pramuel added. The Deputy Minister of Transport, Sirapong Angkasakalkiyat, told Dialogue Earth that he has set a goal for the high-speed rail project to use at least 40% locally manufactured parts, with plans to gradually increase that share to 100%. Though he provided no timeline, the deputy minister believes the goal will pave the way for Thailand to capitalize on its existing knowledge to further develop other rail systems, ultimately becoming a parts exporter, in a similar manner to how Thailand has become a base for manufacturing and exporting electric vehicle parts. Better than nothing. In 2019, a Chinese company supplied Banffai College with a train driver simulator, as part of the Luban High-Speed Railway Institute, a joint effort of Banffai and Wuhan Railway Vocational College of Technology. Chachai Cherongam, chair of the RTRDA, the agency tasked with leading the tech transfer effort, told a seminar last year that the simulator was an example of how China overstated the extent of its tech transfer to Thailand. He said that once students had tried it and pictures had been taken, knowledge transfer could be reported as complete. Under the contracts between Thai and Chinese training institutions, knowledge transfer had been paltry and the bare minimum. Thampaphol Ketnok, a division head at Banffai College, said the number of student enrollments in its rail transport course has dropped from its peak of 30 to 6. The delays in the high-speed rail project have diminished job prospects in the field, Thampaphol added. Leadership of the tech transfer program was originally assigned to the National Science and Technology Development Agency, NSTDA. But in 2021, that role fell to the newly established RTRDA, Rail Technology Research and Development Agency. For Chachai, lack of clarity on RTRDA's mandate has made it challenging for the agency to take initiative. According to Ekarat Vianit, director of the NSTDA's Rail and Modern Transport Research Group, the agency has focused on research and development. It has been running a joint lab with rail systems manufacturer CRRC, Qingdao Sifeng Co., and, since 2024, sending participants annually to an intensive two-week training in China. This training has equipped Thailand with knowledge in theory that we can further apply. But successful technology transfer would require actual practices in real-world settings, and this is yet to be fulfilled, Ekarat said. A former executive of a technical college involved in the joint curriculum development told Dialogue Earth the basic level of China's tech transfer is better than nothing. A lesson learnt for future negotiations? Construction of the second and last stretch of the high-speed rail line is expected to start later this year, with the aim of opening to the public in 2032. Ekarat believes that Thailand should learn from the first phase to ensure better tech transfer efforts are made under the second phase. We were inexperienced then. Whatever they Chinese counterparts told us to accept, we just followed suit. From now on, we must be more strategic with our technology transfer demands, such as ensuring that it covers signaling works and rolling stock, he said. The Thai-Chinese high-speed rail project plays a key role in fulfilling Beijing's aspiration for rail connectivity from Kunming down to Singapore. Pramuel, the opposition MP, pointed out that Thailand should use this leverage to negotiate higher-value tech transfer. But the technology transfer negotiation for the second phase is still in doubt. We need visionary negotiators who have strong political will. So far, I haven't seen anyone trying to use the leverage of this project to advance Thailand's technological capability, he said. Translation and additional reporting by Sirisak Glahan.